Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass at 7:03. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We finally get to see the Falcons play tonight at the Benz against Buffalo. We'll get into that in a moment. Let's get you caught up on all the headlines that hit over the weekend. Penn State head coach James Franklin has been fired after another loss this weekend, this time to Northwestern. Final score was 22-21. Penn State will be on the hook for $49 million left on his contract. Game one of the ALCS happened last night. Mariners won in Toronto 3-1. Game two happens today. And game one of the NLCS kicks off tonight with the Dodgers in Milwaukee. But we are counting down to the Falcons-Bills game tonight at the Benz. Kickoff is 7:15. Pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock. We want you there early. And it feels like with this game, the football gods giveth and they take away.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Because we've got AJ back, but Darnell Mooney is out. And then for the Bills, it's Milano out with Ed Oliver set to return.
And Ed Oliver is a pretty good one, especially when you talk about a game that's supposed to come down to both run games, both running backs, really. And what's crazy about it is I really do feel like it's a – I'm having trouble, and this is what we do every single week. We kind of come down to the main storylines going into the pregame show, and Bo and I kind of kick them back and forth, and it's like, what's the main headline in this? And I think the headline is like the game itself, which – I know that sounds ridiculous to people listening, but every time it's like, can the Falcons bounce back from a bad outing against Carolina? Can they rush the passer this week? The field goal kicker, the blah, blah, blah. Like this, it's just the Falcons coming off a bye week, and it's just the fact that it's a primetime game against Buffalo on Monday night in Atlanta. That's the storyline. And like you said, Ed Oliver being back is a massive deal. Matt Milano being out is also a massive deal. AJ Terrell being back is a massive deal. Darnell Mooney being out, also a massive deal. And so I wonder what this offense looks like. I do think that it's a big Kyle Pitts night because of Darnell Mooney's absence. I think that Drake London has to be on his game, and you know he's going to see a huge target share. But you're right; these injuries are kind of looming over this situation where it's like, okay, I think this all kind of evens out.
Well, I would say real quick on that is I think I need Casey Washington to be our we're gonna have to have a deep threat in this game, and I can't rely. You know, I know you can put Drake up to bat. You did against Washington, but I think it's easier to put Drake up to bat when there's a guy like Casey Washington out there. You know, Darnell Mooney obviously out there to stretch it, but Casey Washington can be that guy too. And can you put him up to bat for a big, you know, a deep play?
Yeah, you and I kicked it around last week. Is like how much of Kyle Pitts' resurgence has to do with the fact that Darnell Mooney hasn't been a big deal or Ray McLeod hasn't been a big deal. I think that's a significant thing. I think the fact that Darnell Mooney has not been very involved in the passing game has led to more opportunities for Kyle Pitts, and he's been able to really step up to the plate. He's made those catches. He's been a big deal in, you know, the red zone situations at times. And so I think that hopefully we can see, that continue. Because I think that he can be such a great player for us, and Darnell Mooney not being in the fold only has to raise awareness for that.
Well, I know the defense is a major part of tonight's game. So let's hear from Jeff Ulbrich on how they're preparing for Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he's got elite trust in all his skill. The way that he distributes the ball, tells you that. It's funny, like the progression might say, go here with the ball. Uh-huh. So I know sometimes they're trying to create, they're trying to spread the ball around a little bit more than maybe they have in the past. But at the end of the day, it's like, he gets to that fourth and fifth read on a consistent basis. So it's like he gets it to the guys that need the ball. He gets to the guys that are open. Yeah, you got to play two plays with this guy every single time. You have to approach it like, okay, this is the initial concept. I've got to glove that. And now transition to plaster. And the rush has to go the same way. We got to rush him initially, rush lanes, level the quarterback, et cetera, and then get ready for the chase component. So it's really preparing for two plays every single time. And if you do that, you give yourself the best opportunity to compete against these guys.
What I hear him saying, he's not thinking. Like it's everything. He's got the answers to the test. When you got the answer to a test and you scream it out, like, boom, it's right here. Or in your head, you just write it down. It's a trivia question. You'll ask a trivia and I'll just scream it out and be like, man, was that right? Well, he's just going, like, if he's coming to the line, he's seeing a defense. And the reason he's getting, I think, and I'd actually love to hear Arch when we talked to him at 820, what his thoughts are on this. But when I see a defense, the best way to get to four or five reads, that's a lot of reads, a lot of progressions in a route tree. Especially if you're that spread out where you've got that many guys out in a route, boom. Like, I look at the defense and I see that I think this is going to get this. So if I look over and it's still there, I'm immediately moving on. And to my next one, and then I can get through him. And he's going, and he's probably got in his head, based on the defense he sees, when he reads it initially, and by the time he gets to his third progression, I got to get out of here, based on the protection we have and what they've showed me. And he's playing faster. And he's always trusted his ability with his arm.
Yeah.
And I think he probably trusted his legs before he ever trusted his arm.
Fair.
And I say always as in the league. So it just comes with playing so long and being a guy that studies, and he's clearly a smart guy, and he's not thinking when he plays anymore. It's like on Top Gun. I know you haven't seen it, but for most of us seen it, if you think, you're dead. He's not thinking.
Yeah.
He's just playing. It's all instinctual for him now.
Yeah, he's playing backyard football in a lot of different ways, and I think that's absolutely terrifying. And that's one of the reasons that I don't think that McDermott and the administration up there for this franchise have really worried about trying to find him playmakers at the wide receiver position. They drafted Keon Coleman. That's great. But like, they haven't really gone out of their way to try to find that guy. And maybe that's to the detriment of the team in the playoffs. But I think that Josh Allen is so good just kind of making guys good around him when he's scrambling around and finding guys down the field that really, and that's what Jeff Olbrich's almost chuckling. Right, he's just kind of laughing. He's like, dude, I don't even know what to do. You just kind of have to play to the whistle, play tough, make sure you do, make them, defend the run and make them make those plays down the field, and maybe you can come up with a couple of turnovers.
I think it's a detriment to quarterbacks like him having those types of guys. I mean, look to the league. Look at Josh Allen when he had that guy, which was Stephon Diggs. It was drama because a lot of times those guys come with the egos. He gets rid of him, and he has an MVP year. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He had Tyreek Hill, but Patrick Mahomes has been just as good, if not better, without Tyreek Hill. They've won Super Bowls without Tyreek. They won two Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Look at Lamar Jackson. Who's his guy? He's got Mark Andrews, but he doesn't have – now look at Jalen Hurts. It's hurt. Jalen Hurts' play is being hurt because he has an A.J. Brown who is a diva, who has become a diva, reading books on the sidelines, having meetings that he denies having. Yeah. Like, it's not – it's hurt Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts' play has been hurt this year because it seems to be a brewing issue with a wide receiver.
I was on A.J. Brown's side until the whole I don't know what meeting you're talking about thing. By the way,
yeah, ding.
Like, well, I was on his side. I'm like, you're in your prime. They're not throwing you the ball. Mm-hmm. You only have a certain window.
He lost me when he was reading books, and it was like, oh, it's a self-help book. Dude, come on, man.
I was fine. If he wants to be – look, he's better than that than airing out his grievances, and I won't go down that road right now because we got in the huddle coming up in just a few minutes. But it is. It's. I think you're right. I think that there is a certain thing where you look at A1 wide receivers like a, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and you go, hey, I got to get this guy involved. You're just better off if you're Josh Allen just playing football and backyard football, Thanksgiving Day football, if you will. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think the reason a Joe Burrow is okay with that, and I think Michael Penix is going to be okay with having guy, and I'm not saying Drake is that kind of guy, but could be okay with that, it's because they're going to stay in the pocket, and I know Patrick Mahomes will look downfield to throw mainly, but they're okay with feeding, you know, the guy. It's just they're more of that traditional pocket type of guy. Josh Allen, you might have 30 pass plays, he might run 10 of them. That's 20, you know, and then he's going to spread the ball. Just how the style of play matches up better to not have and I think it's a really good point by you. I didn't even think about it till you brought it up. And I was like, damn, that you're right. And none of their skill players scare me other than Kincaid a little bit. I think he's a really good tight end. James Cook. And Shakir a little bit. But for the main part, none of their guys really scare you. You got to like give them extra attention.
Yeah,
the extra attention goes to the quarterback.
Kincaid's another one that we need to. I think that he's kind of a game time decision as far as his health. And we talked about injuries coming into the segment. How big of a deal? I'm just telling you. I think that the addition, kind of putting a bow on this thing, the addition of Ed Oliver to their defense for the first time since week one. Mm-hmm. When you go back and watch the week one tape, by far the best player they have on defense, an absolute disruptor. I hope that he's out of shape. Because if he plays tonight like he did in week one, it's going to be an absolute problem for the Atlanta Falcons on the ground.
We're definitely going to see how that goes when you guys kick everything off tonight. Pre-game at 5, kickoff is 7:15. This Saturday, though, from noon until 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville. As long as I still have this job, I'm not sure I do after Bo took over this past weekend.
I sold cars up there, Allie. You got some work. You got to make up some work. I had a Squid Nation member come to me and said, I came here for you. I just bought a Kia Sportage.
Man said that he's sending Bulldog Kia an invoice.
They got some. I got a commission check coming my way.
Wow.
Good for you. Well, we're going to get ready for Sunday's big game out at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand, other prizes, plus another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is this Saturday from noon to 2 at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville with me and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, everything was all good until someone got smacked in the face last night. We'll break down that post. I mean, you saw it. Insane.
What a tease.
And I have his back on it, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You
just
can't possibly.
Just listen. Just
I'm
wait.
Very interested no to way. Hear how you could have his back on this. We'll
Same.
Talk about it next when we go in the huddle. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.